Successful organizations sign up for however long it takes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California. Successful organizations sign up for however long it takes. So often we look at life's experiences as in just a stepping stone toward our higher goal. We look at the things that we're going to do, we take a job as just a stepping stone toward something greater. We know that we will be fantastic. We know that we will be glorious. We know that some great calling is going to be ready for us. And so we're preparing ourselves. We start out working for a company, doing something that isn't necessarily exactly what we want to do. And then we're looking for that opportunity of doing what we want to do. However, the big problem is that most people will never achieve what they really want to do. And they will not achieve what they really want to do for one simple reason. They don't give their best to whatever they're doing. In this thought for today, consider, give your very best in whatever you do. Sign up for however long it takes. And don't think it's going to be a temporary thing. As you work on anything in life, give it 100% of your attention, and pretty soon the job will become quite exciting. Pretty soon the job will become quite rewarding. Pretty soon the job will have attributes and attitudes and assets to it that you never dream possible. But they'll only become that way for you when you give your best to it. Now, it doesn't matter what the job is. If you're going to be a janitor, be a super janitor. Get in the corners. If you're going to be a janitor, be a super janitor. Do not stick your nose in the business of the other people, especially the executives as you go from their office to office and clean them up. You don't pay attention to the things that they have in their wastebaskets. You don't pay attention to the types of pictures they have on their desk, whether they have their family there or some other people. You don't judge. You do your job efficient, beautifully, and perfectly. Well, how are you going to climb the ladder if you're not observant to what's going on around you? If you're not observant to what people do and what they say and how they act? Well, if that's how you're going to climb the ladder of life, you will be in the process of doing that all of your life. That's called putting your nose in someone else's business. And when we put our nose in somebody else's business, we're sure to get it lopped off many times. Not just once, but many times. Yes, to be really successful in life requires one thing, and that we like ourselves. And that anything we engage ourselves in, we give it our total attention, our whole heart, our full interest. We do whatever we do with great joy and great enthusiasm and great love for it, no matter how menial or how complex. Sometimes we feel the job that we've been given is over our head, and we feel that, why did they do this? Are they just trying to get rid of us? Are they just trying to show us that we can't do the work that they want us to do? Well, that can be a case. That can be a case. Now, I always refer back to when I was on shipboard. I was a seaman, and the captain of the ship and the commander were working under me. They were working with me because they were in the division that I was in. I was on the bridge, and I was assistant to the navigator, working on his projects of running the ship. And so the captain knew what I was doing, and the commander knew what I was doing, and they were all very alert. And I was naturally an 18-year-old who knew everything. And that's a wonderful way to be. And so the captain would say to me, Byerly, go down and make up, or he wouldn't say go down, he'd just say, make up a board so that we can tell who's here and who's not here. Well, I had no idea of what to do because I had never seen an in or out board before. My life just hadn't included that sort of information. So I went down to the woodwork shop and I told them what I had in mind. And they said, oh, here's a book with all sorts of illustrations in it on that. And so I looked in the book and I ticked out one, and I said, good, I'll make this one. So I drew up the plan for it and all the specifications for it so it'd be perfect. And then I went to the woodworking shop where I did not belong, but I said, I'm going to build this for the captain. And they said, are you into woodworking? You like woodworking? And I said, I did a little bit of it, but I don't really know anything about it. And they said, well, we don't want anything going up to the captain that is going to be inferior. So you just sit there and let us do it. And so within a very few minutes, they put together this wonderful gadget and gave it to me. And they said, now, you paint it whatever color you want, and you do the little trim work on it and do those things, and then you take it to the captain. But don't tell the captain that we did it. And so I cleaned it up, painted it up, sanded it up, made it look really especially nice. And then I took it to the captain. And I said, here you are, sir. This is what you asked for. He says, that's fabulous. Barley, we can always depend on you to come up with everything we want. Now, whether he knew I did it or I didn't do it doesn't matter. He had asked me to do it, and I went down and did it. I did it with the guidance, help, and mainly the work of the woodworking shop, but I did it. Now, I could have felt it was way over my head. What the heck are you telling me to do this? I'm working in navigation here. I'm working with figures, and I'm working with all these other things, all these charts. But no matter what the captain asked, or the commander, whether it had anything to do with what I was doing or not, I just eagerly went down to take care of it, wherever it had to be taken care of, and it was appreciated. It was appreciated because not one comment was made. I didn't ask them how they wanted it done, what they wanted it done. I just went down to wherever it was they wanted something done, and I went to the cooking department at one point, because the commander wanted a certain type of tray for his desk when he was working there, and a little bit rough sea, and his coffee cup would slide around, and his tray and things would slide around. So I went down to the cooking department and asked them if they had anything like that, and they said, no, but here's a book full of them. And these were things for Navy ships, for officers' mess and things. And so I looked at it, I found out which one I wanted, and I said, we got anything like this on board? No. So again, I went to the metal shop, and I told the metal shop what I wanted and what I wanted it for, and they said, no, that's no problem for us to put that out, but don't tell the captain we did it. We don't want him sending us down for many more things like this. So I did it, and I gave it to the captain, he said, rather the commander, and the commander said, wow, Barley, you really are great. And I said, thank you, sir, and let it go at that. I did not feel inferior to whatever job was given to me, because I felt that I could work on it and handle it and bring it forth for them exactly like they wanted it. You see, I signed up for however long it took. And because I signed up for however long it took, it wasn't just a temporary fix for me. It wasn't just something that gave me an opportunity to get some higher position, to get some greater position. But when I went aboard, I was a fire controlman. And then they needed someone in radar. And so they moved me into radar because I had offered myself for that job, and you never volunteer. But it was a snap job. You sit in front of these radar screens all day long looking for blimps, and it's not really that tedious. You have your coffee, you have your conversations, and it was wonderful. And then when the commander was looking for someone to replace the person he had on the bridge in doing the charts and working on it, he turned to me just serendipitously and said, Barley, how'd you like to be up here? And I said, great, wonderful. You know, I had no idea what he wanted of me. I had no idea of the navigation work or anything like that. But within no time at all the guys on the bridge were glad to see me there and were very helpful and friendly, because I was a helpful and friendly guy. And I just moved right on up into one position and another. And next thing you know, the application for Annapolis came along to go there, and subsequent stories on that. But you see, You don't know what it's going to do. You just accept the opportunities that come along. And if you are not equal to it, you make yourself equal to it. You study at home. You prepare yourself. You don't say, I can't do it. You just prepare yourself. And you say, well, the things you prepared yourself there for, Herb, weren't really so very difficult. Well, for an 18-year-old, that was pretty difficult, because I had never had to deal in relationships like that. Always, I worked under conditions where I was told what to do, and I did what I was told to do, and then I used my imagination where I wasn't told what to do. But really, take however long it takes. Sign up for the duration. It's not a matter that you know what's going to be around the corner. It wasn't a matter that I knew that I was going to be a fire controlman and control the fires aboard the ship, and then they moved me into radar, and that was a snap job, and just sitting around enjoying that. But it was boring, and I thought, gee, there sure must be some more interesting things here to do. But I gave it my best, and I learned all that it had to learn, and then other doors opened and other doors opened, and I could go on with a long list of opening of doors, merely because every job I took, I signed up for however long it took, with no anticipation that in a year or two or three I would be on a higher level or I would be accomplishing what I wanted. This is how we can live our life. Our thought for today, sign up for however long it takes. A temporary fix always needs another. If you're going to just do it in preparation as a stepping stone to another job, well, you will not do the job you're doing well, and it'll be noticed. And then other opportunities that could have been yours will never be yours because you were not preparing yourself to do your very best at each level on which you accept an opportunity. This is the thought for today. And I see each one of you blessed, uplifted, revealed in a marvelous way. And though you may be a housewife, you may be an employee in a company or a store or out in construction or wherever you may be, you never know what tomorrow's going to bring. You never know what gift that you're going to create for yourself when you do your best on anything that you do. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.